So you see, there are certain cities that evoke, you know, memories for a lot of people. Those of you who are romantics, those of you who have had the opportunity, right, of traveling out, you often hear people who eulogize and something, you know, walk down memory lane and tell you, for example, the city of love is Paris. Oh, when I visited Paris, I felt love. Did you know that there are few rivers, even in Italy as well, there's a pond or there's a fountain where lovers would get to, all right, in the case of France, it's like a fence. People go there and then they buy a padlock, they write their names, okay, they put their names like on a piece of paper or twine or something, and they tie to that padlock and then they padlock, they lock the padlock. Guess what they do? They throw it into the ocean. They throw the padlock and then the key. They intentionally misplace the key. And all of this is in a bid to stay in love forever. Kim and Kanye West did that. Kim Kardashian, that is. And I'm not quite sure how that's going for them anyway. But yeah, some people have had that. Now, it's interesting that a year ago, when an interesting traditional herbalist or healer, whatever you want to call them, juju priest, whatever, was found somewhere in River State, and then they uncovered, you know, pictures of people, you know, in calabashes, tied, padlocks, you know, locked up, you know, and they said, oh, that's why this person is not doing well. In fact, there was even a popular figure in one of these political parties whose picture turned up in that place. I don't know if you remember that story. But anyway, the point here is people associate certain cities with certain activities. Great memories. I've had friends, Nigerians, who went to the UK. Those of you who have traveled to the UK, you will probably have heard that, you know, a lot of people reminisce about Birmingham and Nottingham. You know, Birmingham is filled with a lot of Nigerians. London too has a lot of Nigerians. And they tell you during the festivals, during the Notting Hill Festival, it's like a melting pot for Caribbeans, for a lot of Africans to come through. And then they go, oh, when I was in Notting Hill, or when I was in Nottingham, or when I was in Birmingham, oh my goodness, this is what happened. Yesterday evening, I got to overhear an interesting conversation, right? Just walking past, minding my own business. Really, I don't really mind my business. My ears are always open. But anywho, so walking by, you know, I overhear a conversation, all right, in the taxi. And the young girl and the older man, you know, were talking about, there was a time when in this Port Harcourt, if you walk to this particular place, the kind of things you will see. Guess what they were talking about? They talked about GRA, right? Not GRA, and then what's that road called? That road just after Rumola, right? Where you turn in and you can get into where the back of Presidential Hotel. Remember, you know that road? The man went on for about 3 minutes of how those days, they will come around 7 o'clock, you see the whole road will be filled with suya. You see people will all come with their girlfriends and their partners, you know, and everything is just nice. Now that's the Port Harcourt he knew. And the girl was like, really? I don't know anything. Port Harcourt is just filled with nightclubs. He said, forget all those nightclubs. That those days, if you want to find love, you come with your 215 naira, you buy suya, you find one girl. I was like, really? People did that in Port Harcourt? So, on this Pokey Talk station this morning, what do you remember Port Harcourt for? What's that thing that you, maybe in your younger days, or maybe till now, people still know a bit of Port Harcourt from that activity? I think it's boiled fish. That's just me. But, you know, what do I know? 017-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller number, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416. Please do well, turn down the volume or your radio set, or from your end, all right? If the place is too loud, you know, we'll not be able to enjoy, you know, the lines with you. Please do well, turn down the volume on your radio set, and then get to Facebook. All right, we're going to put up a post right there. Maybe put something up about Port Harcourt. What do you remember Port Harcourt? What do you associate Port Harcourt with this morning? It's Friday. Let's get down the memory lane now, shall we, please?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Elijah, good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, very good.
Good morning.
Hi, it's welcome.
Very well, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you.
Okay. Please, I want to beg you.
Well, hello? Listen to you.
Yeah. What I want to beg you is this Homeway Road. We have been talking about that lately. This road is very bad. And people are not talking. You know, give it to your station.
Oh dear. Elijah, apologies. If you can, please just send us a message, all right? I know you mentioned the road. It wasn't very clear. So send us a message. And then, as always, we'll archive it, put it across. And I always ask you to continue with your complaints so that those who should respond will respond. Now, once again, if you just join us, we're talking about Port Harcourt. We're talking about how Port Harcourt made you feel. What do you associate with Port Harcourt? I've told you stories about the UK and obviously France, where, you know, people go, oh, it's the city of love. What is Port Harcourt's feeling? What was the aftertaste that you get when you say you are from Port Harcourt, or when you remember your time in Port Harcourt? I didn't believe, don't get me wrong, that people who use 250 go to Jerry, buy suya, and they say they fall in love. Zion, it's Jerry. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Welcome.
I grew up in Port Harcourt. I'm in Port Harcourt Bridge. And I will give you a little retrospect about Port Harcourt. You know, the Port Harcourt is segmented in zones. And right back from the early 80s, these ice bars, as in this landmass, this flexing thing, it has been popped up from zone by zone, by the era. For the time, it was the Port Harcourt Township. If not gone to the Suya line, we are not in Port Harcourt. If not been to Bennett Carr in the evening to feel the people, the local singers, the likes of them, Rex Lawson, than the rest of them, the high life thing, you feel it in town. The Agri Road, if not to the extreme end, to the extreme, which is the Carnival Village, that way you see that hoist there, you've not seen anything. That was the era. The whole thing was just like it must be formed. People come from far and wide just to come and feel the fever.
Do you think Port Harcourt has that fever?
It has the fever. The fever is there. It's sprouting. It's sprout. But it's just that to a large extent, the government have not unleashed the potential. You make mention of the Rumola. Then, Port Harcourt would even deal on nightclub. What is nightclub? Nightclub is just like for children or people who have a sinister
criminal. So the man who I heard wasn't far from the truth?
No, nightclub was like for criminals. The real nightlife, you come out to the street, you see people, you feel the life. Like now, the flashing, there was a time it was this Oras area. Oras area was booming. Later, I now left Oras area. As I'm talking to you now, one of the flash points is the Stash Road.
Okay, Apologies there to you, Zion. All right, so what part for you, those of you who are resident in Port Harcourt, you know, it makes a lot of positivity. We're talking about how the city makes you feel. Paris, city of love. I haven't been to Texas, but here Texas is like a mini Nigeria, maybe particularly for those who are in Houston. There are a lot of Nigerians there. And so it gives you a feeling of Sokoto, like the sun in Texas. Don't play with the Texas sun. It's crazy. You know, so what does Pinnacle remind you of this morning as you are carrying out your business every single day? Most of you who live and work in Port Harcourt, if you're out of Port Harcourt and you've been here or you spent time working here in previous years, what's the feeling? What's the emotion that this city has imprinted on you? On WhatsApp, somebody say, yes, it's very true, close to presidential, that man is not far from the truth. Ike is an OGRA. Ike, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to give the history of Port Harcourt. It started from 1959.
Oh, interesting.
So now, those days, we had the Eastern Region Attraction, I mean, the Southeast Attraction, managing this Port Harcourt. Our mayor that time was Mayor Iwe. And then the teachers and the pastors, they were all Igbo people. And then downtown there, they were all Igbo people because they work for the government. At Benedica Field, Empire Day, they call it Empire Day those days. And now I think it's called, I don't know what it's called now. So, Port Harcourt was just good. You can drive anytime you like at night, evening, anytime. It's good time. Happy, this was high life.
High life?
There's nothing like stagnant.
Interesting.
Everybody high was life. Happy that time. Criminal, nothing, there's nothing like criminal. Our club was called Negro Night Club.
Wow.
Popular club is known all over the whole world. You see? That's why we came into the town after the war. During the when the war was on. So, Port Harcourt was... Now, right now, Port Harcourt is spoiled. They are talking like Port Harcourt again.
Ike walks down memory lane talking about the nostalgic feel he remembers back in the day. We have just about a minute before we go on a break. Let me read a few messages here. Someone says, Jude, good morning. I first remember Port Harcourt for the Bar Beach. When as a child, we often go there to play in the water. I remember Port Harcourt for the amusement park, oil mill. Oh, yes, indeed. The oil mill acts, there used to be an amusement park then. Then we would crave to go there. And as a child, you must visit that amusement park. Maybe Canny Reef, when we used to dance around with our colorful attires. Old Buche says, I think I agree with Old Buche talking about going down to the oil mill axis. There used to be an amusement park. And then Isaac Borough Park too was a small swimming place. In fact, when my cousins first visited Port Harcourt years and years and years ago, it was the one place that they said, we have heard about, we need to go and see. Interesting. So what's the feeling Port Harcourt gave to you or still gives to you when you step out of the state, when you travel, for example, maybe down to Lagos or maybe down to Benin, for whatever, business or pleasure? Do you often look back and go, it's not Port Harcourt now before they do this thing? Do you ever get that vibe? Well, that's what we want to inquire. That's what we are inquiring of you this morning. My name is Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.
we take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, 90.3 Nigeria in for 27 minutes at the top of the hour. This morning, inside Rivers, we are having a conversation about your favorite memories in Port Harcourt. Ooh, how does this city evoke pleasure or nostalgia for you? What are the things that you remember, or what are the things that still makes you look around and go, this is a place to be? Now, interesting, three people inadvertently made mention of a very interesting figure in the annals of history of this city. I wonder if those individuals will remember this fellow. There's a part of me right now that is trying to go down. There's a part of me that your wiggly spirit is about to come out. So I have to take control of myself and get back to you this morning. 017-923-0003, 017-923-0003, 017-923-0007, and then 017-923-0009. If by accident or accident or some happenstance, you bent down as you got to listen to that Barabote Rex Lawson, you are probably a son of the soil. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. And get onto social media, Facebook and Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Check out Kevin says, there's this spot around Stadium where they sell bole and fish just at Alekai House Estate along the road leading to Rumasi. Doesn't look classy, but classes of people trooping just to have takeaway or eating plantain delicacies. Nightlife over there in Jared, top notch. Don't know if it's still the same because it's been a long time I haven't visited. That is Rex Lawson. Indeed it is, Kevin. Indeed it is. Walter speaks to us from Rupaku. Walter, good morning to you.
Good.
Good morning.
You are wasting my credit. Dude, you are wasting my credit.
Good morning to you.
You are in studio.
Yes.
I want to come in the next 10 minutes. I will drive from Rumaku here to Bikure. Meet you there. I want to be live. Can I accept that?
Unfortunately, you can't meet her because we have the news coming up shortly. But Walter, what can you remember of Port Harcourt? How does this city make you feel?
Oh my God, it's not going well.
Oh dear.
You see what I'm doing from my village? I need drainage to make sure water flow.
Oh Oh dear.
I want to come and air. I want to air.
But what, was it always like this for you?
I want politics. It is not going anywhere.
What was it always like this for you? Was it always like this?
Dude.
Yes, please.
You come to that El Bokono now. For now, BB3, El Bokono, go to hell. I'm suffering everything. So I'm coming and suffering 8 years now.
Okay, so
dude, I want to come and air. Will you be on there? I will come now.
Unfortunately, Walter,
I will come.
Tell
Nigeria.
Hold on, Walter.
This one, flood is coming.
Flood. We know.
People have relaxed.
We know the floods are there, but Walter, it wasn't always like this before. How was it for you when you were younger in Port Harcourt?
Listen to me, dude. This water has been affecting my business. And the people within this environment, what is government doing? Politicking everywhere.
All right, Walter is obviously concerned about what is going on right now in and around his vicinity. And you can't really blame him or anyone who is in that ilk. Maestro George says, I remember walking down Port Harcourt from Isaac Borough Park to the relaxation spot and the trade fair activities. Also, the tourist. Yes, there used to be a lot of trade fair activities at that Isaac Borough Park. That's very true. I'm not seeing a lot of them in recent years. I've seen some. It would be very erroneous of me to say they don't happen. But back in the days, like about 10, 15 years ago, you know, as a much younger person, there used to be a lot of those activities at the Isaac Borough Park. Interesting. All right. Let's get here now. WhatsApp 0090306416. 0090306416. Someone says, Jude, please play that song again. For us, the old Port Harcourt guys, Alex. unfortunately, it's not a request show. It was just an element of the program. But thank you very much, Alex. Good morning. Port Harcourt those days, it was a very interesting place. When I was growing up, every Sunday, immediately after church service, we must visit the Port Harcourt Zoo. Is the zoo still in existence? Yes, it is. It's still there, but I cannot tell you it still has the allure that it had in your time. GC, I can't tell you it has the allure. I honestly cannot. Port Harcourt in the early 90s was very interesting when I was a child. We used to sleep outside from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., especially when there was a lot of heat in the house. That is exactly the rainbow axis of Port Harcourt. Secondly, when I became an adult, my friends and I could trek from Rainbow to GRA to catch fun. We would go from one club or the other in GRA, dance with any girl without anyone kicking you out from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Or more, it was fun. But nowadays, the city is something else. Insecurity is a worry. Good old days have gone. Clem in Woji. Interesting, Clem. All right, Jude, you just took me back to PH. Did you know Oil Mill Market? There was a spot by the side called the amusement park. Now, wow, it was so beautiful. If you could have car races back then, horse rides, but not really a real horse. Yeah, I know what you mean. Merry-go-round. But it was beautiful being there with your loved ones and children. Uche sends in that message. Oh, Uche. So, what does the city give you right now? What did it give you back in the day? Like I started off saying that a lot of people who have visited Paris would say, oh, the city of love. The eternal city. Those of you who have traveled and visited Rome, that's how people describe Rome. And when people get to London and they look at Big Ben, there's a sense of history, not just repeating itself, but in the very present of those who can visit that particular edifice. So there's so many things people get. If I'm honest, whenever I visit Benin, I'm filled with this a sense of awe at how this place has so much history. I'm filled with awe knowing that this city, talking about Benin City, this entire state, still is a big conduit, a link between the West, the South, and the northern part of Nigeria. You could almost not go anywhere if you're coming from Lagos, right, without passing through Edo State. It's almost impossible. And so when I particularly when I go down Mission Road, right, and I walk past Ring Road and I get to see some of the bronze artists, yes, they are still bronze workers in Edo State. They still work on bronze. They still have, you know, cast that they make bust and things like that. You walk past and you go, this is history. This is a culture of the people still thriving. There's an old air about Benin. I don't know. But that's the way I feel. So when I come back to Port Harcourt, or maybe when I'm in Benin and I think about Port Harcourt, I think about modernity. I feel, oh, there's a sense of, you know, tushness. I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah, there's a sense of, I wouldn't want to say upper class, but that's the way Port Harcourt back then used to make me feel. I don't know about you. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. That's for WhatsApp and Telegram. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. Please don't call the WhatsApp number. When you do so, you are interrupting those who are trying to send us a message. All right, so just keep the messages on WhatsApp and Telegram, okay? But if you want to call, the numbers to call once again is 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. And if you're just joining us, we have just about 12 minutes before we wrap up here. We're talking about Port Harcourt, the memories. What memories have you had? What good feelings? What's the sense, right, of the presence of Port Harcourt whenever you leave or whenever you are here? How does this city make you feel? All right, 0817 once again, 923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram, available on 0809-030-6416. All right, interesting here. Michael here says, Port Harcourt has a bit of a swag to it, Jude. People who come into the city and leave will always tell you there's some level of modernity in this place. The people are not, wow, you're saying they're not as raz as the people in Warri. Hey, okay. Mike, I don't know if you're trying to put me in trouble. Okay, all right. Oh my goodness. Really? Michael thinks Podaco people are, what's the best way to, classier. Aha, that's the best way. Podaco people are classier. That does, okay. I don't know. Please, me or more, I was not there. It's Michael's thoughts. It's not my thoughts, really. Yeah, it's not my thoughts. Good morning, Jude. We have lost our heritage and it's sad. What exactly are you referring to? What heritage is it that people had about Port Harcourt that is no longer there? I'm curious if you can elaborate. It's a message on WhatsApp right now. No name to that message. But then it's a view that maybe some people do share. I don't know if I shared the same. Maybe I'm not old enough to have remembered, you know, some of these things that the gentleman in the vehicle was making mention of yesterday evening. But then you have to ask this question. Is there truth in it? What are those things? Let me ask. Is it the activities? Or is it the people? Or is it the structure that used to make Port Harcourt, you know, that place that people remember? I don't know. You know, I think it's beyond the, in quotes, treasure base of a nation moniker. I think it's honestly beyond the treasure base of a nation moniker. But there has to be something. I don't know what that is. Some people have mentioned the Bull and Fish spot in the Lekaya. I can swear on that place because I grew up there. I can vouch for that place. Yes, I totally agree with that. Maybe that's it. 92.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, please.
Yes. Good morning.
Welcome.
My name is Nelson Ayang.
Welcome, Nelson.
Okay. If you grew up in Port Harcourt and you went to public schools in Port Harcourt, you should know what they call Akunashu.
Akunashu?
And explain to you. Yes. For those that went to secondary schools in Port Harcourt, especially in the 90s, to early 90s to late 90s, they got called Akunashu or explain to you. It's usually in the school competition, and okay, usually heard at Port Harcourt College Beach.
Oh, really?
So you and I know. Yes. Yeah, I know Port Harcourt always be here, but the normal guy is, no, it's still there, but it's not the way it should be. And you see, because of the insecurity and climate cost, you know, that those things are, in fact, Port Harcourt students are known for business Akunaki. Just find out, did a little research about Akunaki and the rest of them. Lately, too, the economy week, too, it's long gone, it's what I can tell you. These are little things that we used to remember Port Harcourt. But before then, Port Harcourt is not good. It's still going to be here. All right.
Thank you very much. Interesting. Zion just sent me a message. Said with the Rex Lawson track you just played, you set the city with a fire of nostalgia of the old Port Harcourt. Oh, really? Oh, dear. Interesting. Okay, all right, this one says, good morning. Fridays and Saturdays in Port Harcourt back in those days, you could almost feel the tension. People were going about trying to get the most out of interactions. These days, I just see young people wearing jeans, moving around the place and making noise. They are not interacting. That is what I miss about Port Harcourt. Really? Young people are not interacting? I don't know. You should see their Instagram. They are interacting. I'm very sure they are interacting. You know, I don't know. But I think I understand the narrative of interaction. We're talking about physical interaction, right? I don't know. But people still do. At least, you know, I say hi to people at the market. People say hi to me. I remember every Sunday, my elder brother would take us to Chap Studios in Agri Road. What do you guys used to do there? Take pictures? I honestly don't know that place on Agri Road called Chap Studios. If you do know that place and what was done there, please could you send me a message? 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. 1-6. Oh, I'm just getting to see some pictures from yesterday's football match between Burundi and Nigeria. Nigeria won, by the way, 2-0. Goals coming in each half. Yeah, yesterday. So Nigeria have gotten their campaign back on track. Still have one more game to play, and that will probably decide if Nigeria makes it to the next round. All right. 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's for WhatsApp. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. PH. All right, that's where you find us on Facebook. Tell us what you feel about Port Harcourt. How does the city make you feel? What are the memories you have created that you have of the city? Actually, my three, good morning, please.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Dominic.
Welcome, Dominic. Go on, please.
Sorry, I didn't really meet up your program from the beginning, but I just listened to your last caller and one other caller that talked about Akonaki and Estenido.
Wow.
But, young folks of these days are not really interacting. I think what it means is maybe the word is using is really socializing.
Okay, so there is
some truth. You know, those days, oh, Gaiman and Gaiman. You know, let me start with the guy that talked about Akonaki. The school thing where different schools got to meet at Forest Beach.
Hmm.
You do rap competition, dance competition, and all that.
Really?
Bro, you say you grew up at Pelekaya, you missed time.
Are you serious? I never went to Forest Beach to do that.
You missed time.
Are you kidding me?
Seriously, that's where we get our nicknames from. You know, the name of the cool guy in the street, not in a violent way. But
yeah.
Like, oh, man, I didn't have a Salaman, it's like me those days. It's a common DMX. You know?
For real.
Yes, but now, not like that anymore. These guys are just killing themselves with internet. Hello? It's so artificial if you ask me.
All right. Thank you very much. Interesting. So, it's interesting that the older generation are talking about social interactions, not social media interactions. Maybe we'll delve into this, you know, to a deeper extent. We'll probably do so, right? Anyway, my name is Jude. Thank you very much for sharing your memories with us this morning. It's Friday. We have our games coming up shortly from about 10 minutes past 10 a.m. Don't forget, please, I will need only the last four digits of your WhatsApp number. If you don't have a WhatsApp number, you cannot participate, all right? We need that so we can have quick correspondence with you. If you do get to win something, you know what we do. All right, loaves of bread to be won. All of that, all of those details will come from 10 past 10 a.m. this morning. I'm going to oblige you. I am.